Truck Chat Freestyle for Sunday, August 6, 2014. I got the date right on the first try. I'm pretty sure it's Sunday, and I'm mostly certain it's April 6th. Anyway, I am here in sunny San Diego. Well, it's not sunny at the moment. The sun just went down. I have flown out from Wisconsin. I am here all week again, this time to conduct some training. I watched this delivered a month ago. So it's about business, basic business skills, things like effective meetings and creating PowerPoints and delivering presentations. And it's a 2-day seminar, and it's not my material, so that's going to add an interesting challenge to it. But I will throw the yellow flag and go, hey, Dolan, you want to talk to this slide? Because I don't know what you mean by the triune brain. I know what it means, but I don't know how to explain it quite as clearly as he does. So that being said, it was an interesting flight out here from Minneapolis because I sat down because I get boarded, priority boarding, for being a frequent flyer. And then a lady came in and took the window seat. It was 3 across, so that left the middle seat. And this gentleman soon showed up and took the middle seat. And we all did our usual pleasantries. How are you this evening? Blah, blah, blah. Where are you going? Are you going home? Are you going to work? And I found out that the lady is coming out here to San Diego for some training. She will be receiving training, whereas I will be delivering training. And the gentleman is like a major sales rep for Electra Bicycles. And he said, you'll have to pardon me because I have to put together a PowerPoint, and I've never done a PowerPoint in my life. So I said, I can help you with that. Whoops. In fact, that's what I'm... Just flashed my brights on the guy in front of me. He's probably wondering what the heck is wrong with the guy behind him. Or what's he doing wrong? Never mind. I'm just talking on my phone, which probably is frowned upon here in California. Anyway, I'm podcasting. Deal with it. I started helping him, and he was clearly a rookie, but he gave me some good information for tomorrow's presentation, that's for sure. I said, I hope you don't mind, Rudy, but I'm probably going to use it in an anecdote or example somewhere. He goes, no, I don't mind at all. But he was very pleased to get some basics down about using templates and how to manage bullets and use animations without overusing animations. Even simple things like that I take for granted, and I don't realize that people don't know this. It's just one of those things. Not everybody knows shortcut keys. Control I to italics. Man, I was trying to grind my teeth and bear it while he was going up to the toolbar just to italicize two words over and over and over again. So I said, here's another shortcut key for you. Control I. He goes, oh, that's great. Of course, he went back up to toolbar a couple more times while I reminded him, no, use the shortcut key. So he got his slide deck all put together on the flight with some help. And he was very grateful because he has kids waiting for him here, and they were going to take his time this evening. He said, oh, man, if I don't get this done, I'm going to be up till like 3 in the morning. Because Electra is, if you don't know, they're a bicycle manufacturer, small shop stuff, and very big in California, but they got sales nationwide. And 20 employees, but they've got like 60% of the cruiser market. The nice, upright, old-fashioned balloon tire bicycles. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. And they were recently acquired by Trek, which is a more prominent name in the bicycle industry. Well, Trek must have seen value in picking up these particular types of lines, and Electra will be able to keep their Electra brand name. So he is going to continue to work for Electra and had to make this presentation to the bigwigs at Trek to say, here's where we are, here's what we're doing, and you know, check the basics. He had some things that probably could have been refined, but for a first-time PowerPoint, it was better than some of the veterans I've seen out there. He had a few pictures, he had a little humor. He had the right amount of slides, about 20 for his hour-long presentation. Some were fast, some were slow. A couple were still a little busy, but like I said, this was his first time, so obviously he's not going to go around boasting that at Trek, saying, oh, guess what, I'm 38 years old and I've never used PowerPoint before. But I thought it was pretty cool watching him do this, and it was very enabling. And we all had a great conversation. The lady, Lori, who had the window seat, found out some nice information about her, the Rudy, the guy from the bicycle place. We all connected on LinkedIn, and I guess Lori and I are going home on the same flight Saturday morning, so I will look for her at the gate, and maybe we'll have a little more conversation about some of the other things that we just got started with. But it was probably one of the most enjoyable, in terms of helping someone, in terms of conversing, open conversation with all three seatmates participating. It was great. Oh, and I have to parking that topic for a moment. I have to go back to the last podcast when I was talking about getting irritated when the customer wasn't showing up on time and whatnot. Just finished a book called People Smart by Tony Alessandra. Came recommended via the Manager Tools podcast. And I listened to it on Audible, which was a series of recordings from Tony's seminars that he's delivered in the past, as well as some narrative and him going over some of the pieces of his book and whatnot. Anyway, it covers the DISC model. If you're not familiar with the DISC model, it stands for D-I-S-C. D is your dominant directors. I is your inspirational motivators, your people, very high energy, usually in sales. S are your steady relators, very team member players, do things check by check. And when they're executing tasks, they want to make sure they get them all done. And C's are the conscientious thinkers. I happen to be a very strong C, although not a typical C. Some of the other attributes do come out. I do like to exhibit I, which is weird, because usually D's and I, or C's and I's, generally don't get along well together, and S's and D's don't get along well together, but I have traits of many of them. And the key to getting along with people and being effective is you're really in a minority, even though you think everybody else is an idiot and they should be acting like you, regardless of which one of those quadrants of the 2x2 triangle, or 2x2 triangle, that's a new one, 2x2 square that you're in. It helps to understand what motivates and how other people behave so that you can adapt, not necessarily change like a chameleon, but adapt your behaviors to be more effective with them. Okay, that's the DISC model in a nutshell. My C was coming out because one of the traits of a C that was in this book, excuse me, is that C's are very time conscious, data driven, and instead of ready, aim, fire, they're ready. No, it's aim, and maybe someday they'll make a perfect shot. But they also tend to be very innovative. So that's sort of a little insight to me. And as soon as he started talking about the C's at the end of this book, I went, yep. Well, not quite. Yep. No, not quite. Yep. So nobody's really purely one or the other or the other or the other, but it really helps to understand where your dominant motivations are, your dominant behaviors, and who you get along with and who you don't, and why you avoid conflict or why you engage it actively, why some people are quiet and when some people seem over the top. People are behaving generally four different behaviors. This is based on the Myers-Briggs behavioral styles. And he tells you how to quickly identify and interact. If you have a C for a boss, for example, or you're married to a C, or you just started a relationship and you want to identify what they are. This really helped because once I started thinking about this stuff, it helped with my marriage. Marriage can be a very stressful thing, living with the same person day in and day out. And why somebody does something that isn't exactly the way you want it to be done can be frustrating. And once I figured out, yep, that's the way Donna is, and that's the way she delivers her message. Now, I can't make her change it to deliver it to appeal more to me. But it also helped with my kids. I can clearly see that Julie is more of a C, or even an S, and Lisa is definitely an S. Very steady, very concerned about other people and feelings, very feeling focused. So I don't want to get into the whole thing. Very interesting read, not terribly long. If you do, go to audible.com. I don't have a promo code, but I'm sure you can find one just about anywhere these days. And download it for free. It's a good, good book that can really help you out. Well, that is my drive from the airport up to La Jolla Village Drive. I'm almost at my hotel. And I am going to let you go. Thank you for joining me in wonderful San Diego. I will talk to you again really soon. Until next time, take care and a binary high five.